Hello and welcome to the Noisecast. We're a weekly podcast about technology, technology news, gadgets, rumors, and WTF news. We're also online. We have a website. It's fancy. It's at thenoisecast.com. If you want to catch our updates, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Google+. Just search for Noisecast, and we're the ones that with the logo that matches the website. Don't really have a whole lot going on tonight. I guess Super Bowl was last night, so all of us got drunk and didn't podcast, so we're a day late. But it's cool. We're making up for it. With us tonight, we have Ray.
Yep.
Talkative as always. Vito. Yep.
¿Dónde está la biblioteca?
Biblioteca.
Hey. See, that's how you can tell that I'm not Spanish.
Or Mexican.
Or anything.
And my name is Chris, or Kevlar, and I'll be your host for tonight. I'll be the one butchering every sentence and screwing up half the topics. With that, let's move on with episode 61. I guess since we really like anti-piracy things around here, and that seems to get Vito worked up, let's...
Do you specifically find topics to get me pissed off?
No, they don't. They wouldn't really piss you off unless I pointed out that they should, and then that usually works to get you riled up. Okay. It's like ringing a bell and the dog goes nuts. Yeah, I'm Pavlov. Anyway, the Italian Parliament has decided that they will not enact they had legislation up for a vote that's very similar to SOPA, our version of SOPA. Which is the Stop Online Piracy Act. And I guess they decided that there are only two things that they block in Italy, one of which is child pornography. The other is illegal games, illegal online gaming websites. There's two...
Like gambling kind of websites?
Yeah, that's what it seems like. But looks...
Well, that's okay, because, you know, the less kiddie porn in the world, the better, and less illegal gambling is probably good, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's... Those are, you know, they're not blocking, you know, whole websites and everything like that, which is what would be required under the whole what was SOPA and will probably be rolled into the next iteration of it. I guess that... saying that there are only two entities that are allowed to force ISPs to block web, to block content on the web, and that's the, I guess it's the police, and I guess something that I can't translate the Italian, but there, some other thing.
Why use Google Translate?
I think reading the article, it looks like it was already put through Google Translate. They just didn't. I think it's the actual title of the organization. Anyway.
Ew.
I guess they canceled the proposal, and then I guess it looks like they're still trying to figure out a way to fight piracy without going so extreme, which, I mean, that's kind of seems to be the story everywhere. Thankfully, there's a lot of people who are watching legislature very closely, and they're able to, you know, tell the voters about it before it gets snuck in somewhere, at least right now. While people are paying attention. Go Italy.
Yay, Italy. You actually did something right.
Hey, they made pizza. And they perfected...
Yeah, the pizza you get is not the pizza they have in Italy.
No, it's not.
Yeah, but without the basic idea... Besides, I love Italian food. It's fat, sugar, and noodles. Good.
I don't know. No, that's Chef Boyardee. Sugar and noodle pizza.
You just described Chef Boyardee. Fat, sugar, and noodles.
No, they just use less refined fat, sugar, and noodles. Yeah, real Italian food is different. I understand it, you stupid Italian. So shut your mouth. Let's move on to the next. Next topic, I guess the Pirate Bay. This was Vito's angry point earlier this week, I guess. Last week. Anyway, Sweden announced that the Pirate Bay, the whole thing that was happening with it, they're going, you know, they got their prison sentences and everything. I guess they were going to appeal it to the Supreme Court in Sweden. And Sweden's Supreme Court said, we're not going to appeal that. We're not going to hear your case. So I guess that they didn't think they could find it.
Didn't they break the law in Sweden?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it's not as up to an interpretation as the Constitution is. So, and there's an actual...
If you commit a crime, you do the time, so I'm not saying what the problem is.
Yeah, I mean, you move somewhere else where it's not a law.
I did read somewhere that I think they changed their domain name from .com to something else to keep it from getting seized.
Yeah, which is bullcrap. .com is not .us. If it was .us, I could understand it being seized by the U.S.
Aren't all of, or most of those hosted in the U.S., though? The .com domains, I mean?
I'm pretty sure theirs wasn't.
Yes, but I don't think you have to be in the U.S. to register it. Like, I can't go and register .co.uk very easily. But,
right, well, if you could use a proxy and get it done.
Well, of course, but if you most to. People, I mean, you tend to, .coms are what everyone wants. They're like the top tier because, hey, if we were the noisecast.net, no one would ever visit.
Yes, because .net is lame.
Or .org.
Not a charitable organization.
You don't have to be a charitable organization to be .org. Yeah, but you don't have to be.
You're supposed to be a not-for-profit organization.
Yeah, that works. Which
I guess we technically would fall under.
Yeah.
Since we don't
for now.
Yeah. Anyway, so dude's going to jail, which I guess Swedish jail. You know, Americans have this horrible view of jail. I think most other jails in the rest of the world, rest of the first world at least, it's really not that bad of a thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't count the Mexican jails or any jail in South America as being a nice place to go.
Ah, yes. But I was talking first world, not third world. Yeah, apparently BT Junkie, Vito just reminded me in our super secret chat, they just shuttered their site. Shuttered it completely or did they move domains?
No. BT Junkie shut down completely. They got a splash page that says, "This is the end of the line, my friends. The decision does not come easy, but we've decided to voluntarily shut down. We've been fighting for years for your right to communicate, but it's time to move on. It's been an experience of a lifetime. We wish you all the best." So they, rather than stick around and try and fight it out and have to deal with all of the stuff that Pirate Bay has been and is going through, they just said, you know what, screw it. They just shut it all down.
Yeah, and I have the feeling that they would gladly move to, like, they would sell the domain for relatively cheap if someone else wanted to bother with it, but they would have to completely clear this current group of people of the ownership of that. Because that URL is still fairly valuable. You know,
definitely.
They could sell that URL and split the profits between a 20-man operation probably.
They probably could, but anybody that buys it is going to end up with the same hassle that they're trying to avoid.
Yeah, but someone's going to want to make money off of it, so it'll happen. But yeah,
It's possible, but like I said, anybody that buys that knows, well, they would have to know by now exactly what they're getting into. They have to know what kind of a hassle and what kind of a headache that they're walking into. And there's not many people around that are going to want to deal with that, especially with the U.S. running around headhunting torrent sites the way they are.
Yeah, that Operation Inner Sights is just fucking annoying as fuck.
Yeah, not really. So,
you might have a right to some stuff, but due process, man.
Well, and my big thing is still with the English kids getting extradited here.
Oh, that's complete and utter horseshit.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about it. the guy never set foot here. Like, that's basically, I can't make a good legal comparison to something stupid, but it's stupid.
Yeah, I honestly.
Okay, here's one. Here's one. Mailing a ring to your girlfriend, but someone stole it, and it turns out, or the mail got messed up and ended up in the U.S., and they realized that ring was stolen, but you didn't know it when you bought it, so they're going to bring you over because your mail got lost on a different continent, and they're going to arrest you and slap you on the hand. And put them in American jail, which is full of crackheads and
everything. That's... Well, are we talking about a different... I think I'm thinking about a different kid here.
Is the one that was running the... he was making like $20 million like every 2 or 3 months or something on ads. It was...
Okay, yeah. It's the same kid. This was the kid that didn't host anything.
Yeah.
He had links to websites that had television shows. That's all he did. He was just pointing people. He was basically like a big street sign.
Yeah, it was a big link aggregator, really.
Yeah, it was a link aggregator with ads on it. That's it. So he wasn't even mailing anything. He wasn't even losing anything to get mailed. I mean, I see what you were trying to say, because there are sites like that. But he wasn't even doing anything. He wasn't interfering with anything. He wasn't hosting anything. He just found out where people could watch specific shows online. And you could go there and be like, oh, I want to watch this show. And then there'd be a link saying, hey, you have to go here if you want to see this show. You click that and it takes you over to the website. He, like Ray said, he was just an aggregator. He didn't actually host anything. So I don't see why the U.S. is fucking shitting down his throat.
I don't know why his country won't stand up for themselves.
Nobody wants to be like, oh, we promote piracy.
Well, it's not promoting piracy. It's
not even that.
You're spending millions of dollars on this one kid when there are bigger, more dangerous people out there.
If they really want to go after someone, they should go after the places that actually host the content, not just the aggregator. The aggregators don't do shit.
Or just go after every Russian site out there that has everything pirated. Or you could go to that place down in Costa Rica where Tom Brady pirated the Super Bowl last year while he was getting his leg worked on.
I'm sure that site got shut down because my usual site is shut down.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it to you the best way I have ever seen it, and it explains better than any way I could possibly come up with.
I think I know what you're going to say.
There's a comic.
Dick Butts.
Called Scandinavia and the World.
Oh, yeah.
And the very first one with America in it is America just being a complete asshole to everybody. And then King Europe comes in and he explains all of the reasons that Europe is amazing. And he says, well, what makes you qualified to push everybody around? And America pulls out a gun and shoots the crown off King Europe's head. And in the very last panel, it's the America comic sitting in a chair being fanned and served drinks by all of the other countries. And then the artist at the bottom, the caption for this was, because Europe is America's biggest bitch.
Yep.
And that's not even me saying it. This is from a European. I'm just repeating it. But I understand why they would say that, because it's the truth. Even when Europe should stand up and be like, no, America, that's fucking stupid, they bend over. And it surprises the shit out of me as an American, where a lot of blind patriots are like, America, fuck yeah! I will sit back and be like, why? Why are we getting away with this? Somebody needs to fucking slap us around a little bit and bring us back to reality.
Yeah. But that ain't gonna happen. I mean, you know how it is.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right, moving on. Anyway, yeah, we're confused that it's United States of America, not United States of the First World, and parts of the Third World that we'd like to steal from. Moving on to censorship. Let's touch that a little bit. Touch it in a naughty place. How about that? India is a naughty place. Google and Facebook have been ordered by courts in India to, or the government in India, rather. I don't know if it's courts or not. to start removing pages that are deemed offensive to Indian political and religious leaders. So,
but why? I mean, I don't get why people think, oh, these things are dangerous to say things. I'm like, well, you know, so ignore it.
Yeah, but these are places not like the U.S. where people aren't really going to revolt. You know, our revolt is typing angrily. This is a place where if people want to overthrow the government and change things, and obviously Facebook and Google are some of the biggest content providers, some of the, you know, great way to get stuff out there. It's sort of like that's how they're worried about ideas spreading on stuff. That's why Twitter is now micro-censored. They don't want to have these ideas spread, so all they have to do is tell Facebook, Twitter, Google, whoever, that, hey, this is illegal or immoral or whatever the contract is. In this case, offensive. So this is offensive to us. Remove it. And Google more or less has to remove the content, according to this anyway.
But why? Like,
because they like their money. Offensive. Well, because... So? Because the government has the power to order the ISPs to completely block Google?
I guess. I don't know. I don't understand the concept.
I don't either. I'm just trying to make sense out of it.
Well, that's... You don't get the concept behind it because you and I and Chris and a lot of the more... Yeah, I'm not going to go that far.
I just practice the ancient art of not giving a shit. If I see something I don't like, fucking ignore it.
Yes, but...
No harm, no foul.
But the entire world these days has gotten to a point where they feel that their feelings somehow take precedence over everything else. Oh, that offends me. I'm offended. That hurts my feelings.
Whoop-de-fucking-do.
Well, exactly. Look,
I'm offended that you're offended, so go dude, fuck yourself.
You're fucking preaching to the choir. I understand. I feel the same way.
Amen.
Then go fucking go somewhere else. If what I say offends you, then you don't have to listen. But not everybody feels that way. If these days, if someone offends you, then you have to go to the news and write a fucking 20-page blog report.
Like that fucking shit about MIA flipping off the camera at the Super Bowl.
I didn't even see that. Then again, I really wasn't watching.
I didn't see the Half-Life show, but apparently it was all over the news this morning. Apparently MIA like gave the finger to the camera, yeah. And it was like, "Oh my god, that's offensive."
Yes, exactly. I'm offended, so now I'm going to complain, and somebody's going to pay for it. Now, I'm not going to get anything out of it, but I'm going to feel better because I pushed my beliefs on someone else.
Yeah.
If you're offended, then fucking go away. You don't have to stay here.
Lots of angry people that are like this. Nice. I feed off of your anger. It looks like there's 100 million internet users in India. And apparently India is saying that the U.S.
Really? Only that many?
Well,
there's a lot of people in India.
They're not known for their, you know, nice houses and iPhones.
Yeah, but every time I call India or tech support, it goes to India.
Well, there's like three main hubs and a lot. And I don't think they count people who have to use the internet for work.
Well, even the people that are doing the tech support there in India, a lot of them will live in the same house. Like, we're talking like full families, like mom, dad, son, son's wife, brother. Okay. They're all living in the same house because even the people that make a lot of money in India still don't really have a whole lot of money.
Well,
as compared to the rest of the world.
Yeah, but they also don't have such a selfish view where they, you know, I need my 3,000 square foot house for my wife and me and our dog and our kid. They're right. They're a little closer in terms of family. So.
That's also true. They don't have the same social stigma on people that live with
personal,
their parents.
Well, also on personal space.
That.
Anyway, they're saying the U.S. internet standards are not acceptable, which, as far as I know, we don't really have any standards. As long as we're obnoxious, that's good enough for us.
There are standards.
Well, there are rulings.
There are standards on how to make a website. You have to follow certain rules.
Well, that's more browser-based than anything else.
There's standards.
Yeah,
no content standards.
They're not U.S. Okay, you know what? Shut up. Anyway, they're saying it's not good enough. So they have to abide by the Indian government's ideas of what's proper and what's not.
Well, that sounds shitty.
Yeah, and you know what? You smell like poop.
That's not true. I took a shower.
Try again.
It wasn't a shit shower or a golden shower.
Good to know. Try the next thing here before we get too into your showering habits. All right, the software PC Anywhere, it's a remote access software that is put out by Symantec, well known for their...
Fuck Symantec.
Well, yeah, but they still make a lot of money off of their product, and it's slightly better in an enterprise market, which is where they actually make their money, than it is in single person. Having an update from a local hub versus everyone having to pull it from the internet and all that crap. Anyway, so apparently the it's quote unquote blueprints for the current generation of PC Anywhere were stolen in 2006. I guess that means like the source code more or less was leaked, and so it's out there somewhere for people to poke holes in as much as they want. And considering that the entire idea of this software is to get a hold of your computer, that's probably not a good thing. So, as opposed to doing anything like recalling it or patching it, they're just saying don't use it, hoping all the people
are they that fucking lazy?
Well, think okay, about first it's stolen in 2006.
Oh,
yeah. Apparently posted code from the 2006, the guy who, whatever, this gang, internet, one of these internet gangs.
Oh, yeah.
Tunnel snakes rule.
Yeah!
That's from Fallout, you hater.
I was wondering if he was going to catch it.
Yeah.
I don't know Fallout, I don't know what the fuck they're called.
This guy posted code from the 2006 version of Symantec, the antivirus... I guess, and also PC Anywhere. It's not a very well-written article. And subsequently wrote about the breach on Google+.
Yeah!
Yeah! So,
I don't know what to say other than that's just shit.
Yeah. It sucks. Don't use PC Anywhere.
Hadn't planned on it, but I'm glad that I know.
Yeah.
No use is half the battle.
I think it was... TeamViewer is what I used.
I like TeamViewer.
Yeah, it's free, first of all, and it works really well. It's also easy to do, like, hey, I need you to download this so I can troubleshoot your computer, Dad. That's really nice.
It's very handy. It gets my thumbs up.
Yep. So if you need it, it's free, so... Apparently, Zach Bowe in the comments saying Splash Top works well for the touchpad. I don't have a touchpad, so I cannot do that. Also, there's a ton of ones out for Windows Phone, but I have yet to use them because I can't think of anything I'd possibly want to do from my phone to my computer. How about this one? We'll go ahead and play with this next one. Apparently, there's a spot in the ocean that on Google Earth, there's a grid that you can see under the water that a lot of people are saying is the street grid for the lost city of Atlantis.
Really? It's not just some lines in the ground?
No, Atlantis.
Oh.
Put your conspiracy hat on, Ray.
Okay.
Are you tinfoiled?
I'm tinfoiled up like a bitch.
Okay, so now you look like a Chipotle burrito.
Yep.
All right, so anyway, there are these grids, weird-looking grid things in the bottom of the ocean, which, you know, Google Earth uses the ocean mapping maps, I guess, from the satellites that we have. And so it's all fancy and cool and stuff. I guess Google went back and erased those grids from their search results.
But why?
Conspiracy, obviously. Yeah, yeah. To keep your tinfoil hat on.
They don't want us to find Atlantis.
It's really itchy. This is dumb.
They're saying that the grid was caused by overlapping data sets.
No, Atlantis.
Yeah, well, also they're saying that the area that looked like a small town or city was actually more than 100 kilometers wide, or 100 miles wide. So, I don't know, if conspiracy...
That's a pretty big city.
Yeah, if conspiracy theorists don't check their scale on the map, then that's their fault. I think I've seen it once, and I didn't even think about checking the scale, so...
Yeah, I remember seeing that before, but... So, I didn't think that, you know, that's probably a city, because if I recall from my very detailed studies on Atlantis, it was kind of a circular place and not a square.
Now you're just making stuff up.
Well, look, it's Atlantis. I can make up whatever I want, and it's probably true.
Maybe. Anyway, I guess that since we're on Google Ocean, which is the extension of Google Earth that does the ocean mapping, they've gone up to about 15% of the seafloor image is now being taken from the shipboard versus satellite, so it's a lot more accurate. So if you really want to stare at the bottom of the ocean, Google Ocean is the way to go.
Cool beans. Yeah.
Which I get bored every once in a while, and I play with Google Earth for about 15 minutes. A lot of fun.
When I do, I just kind of spin it.
Yeah.
Over and over again.
Or I'll just randomly pick a spot. Like, I'll zoom all the way out, pick a spot, and double-click to, like, start zooming in, and I'll just hit scroll forward.
Whee! So
yeah. Kind of like, what am I going to see here? Absolutely nothing. But I'll try again.
I think you need some new hobbies, man.
No, I don't. Plenty of expensive hobbies. That's why I do the cheap ones. Okay. So, Netflix, everyone's favorite online media streaming service. Well, everyone except for the actual media producers, of course. They still think there's other ways to go. Verizon would like to team up with Redbox. So that's Big Red and Redbox combining to fight the other red label.
Okay, here's a question I have about this whole idea.
Can I finish the intro sentence? Then
Netflix
you can talk.
Is pretty much the top dog when it comes to
just
streaming.
Just shut the
like
shut
and
up.
It can only get
Ray.
Better if the content providers allow.
I didn't even finish telling them what this was about.
They should be able to do better than Netflix by getting more content providers. Otherwise, it's just a big fucking waste.
Okay,
I think
so,
you had that statement prepared.
I think it was actually recorded on his phone, and he just hit play. So. Verizon has officially announced that they're teaming up with the Redbox for a Netflix-style video service. And it wasn't a big hullabaloo about it, I guess. There's a 10-minute press release that they did, which is kind of stupid. There, I posted the link for you, Gumper, in the chat. By the way, we're live. Every time we do this, we're live, so you can come chat. I totally forgot to mention that in the beginning. Anyway, Verizon is going to own 65% of the company, and Redbox will have the remainder. I guess what they're going to try to do is use Verizon's infrastructure and Redbox's contracts with the content providers. Try to make this successful. Anyway, that could be interesting.
It won't work.
I don't know. They could build up this company, have it fail, and then Netflix could come in and swoop up the contracts for on the cheap.
Would they get any better service than Netflix? And the answer is no.
Well, that's the thing. Verizon is a big enough company that it's, you know, they're big enough in having their tongues up the ass of the content, or the, like, NBC and the studios.
I think the biggest issue would be luring people away from Netflix.
Well, you got to have apps for everything.
Hold on. At this point in the game, luring people away from Netflix would be difficult. If they had come in with this exact same idea and actually have something implemented and ready to go when Netflix had their whole, oh, we're going to split it up, and there was a little bit of dissent among the ranks, so to speak, they could have conceivably taken a big chunk away from them. But because Netflix is so entrenched and people are used to Netflix, they know what they're getting with Netflix, and they have they're really comfortable with what they have with Netflix, it's going to be more difficult to pull them away. Now, if Verizon can somehow manage to entice the big movie studios and the TV studios to give them first crack at the content, that may be enough to sway some users. But people that are on Netflix now are like, well, screw it. I'll wait for a month to get it. Then I'll wait for a month. I don't give a shit. And that's where the big swing is going to be. How many people are comfortable enough with Netflix to stay where they are, and how many people just really want it another 2 weeks faster.
Yeah, it's my big thing is the app for Netflix is ubiquitous. Everyone has it. Every game platform, with the 3DS has it now. Every phone has it. Every, you know, it works well on almost every computer. You know, it doesn't. Silverlight isn't exactly light, but considering you're trying to stream HD video, it's, you know, whatever. And you have a lot of buffering and a lot of memory that's being taken up by, loading. But it's, I don't see how you can get into that market unless you give it away for free for more than a month. I mean, because I used Netflix free for the first month, and then I knew within the first week I wasn't going to cancel it, which is how they get you.
But it's just like any drug. You let them get a free taste, and then
But it's kind of like, are you going to convince me to drop Netflix? Because I like Netflix. I love the company. I actually really like them. The only thing I don't like is the fact that they're constantly being dicked around with. You know, I don't have anything against them. They're trying to cut contracts that let them make a little bit of money while still providing content. And the movie studios are like, nope, we don't want any money that you give us. For whatever reason. Or they're charging too much money, or whatever the hell. I don't think it's going to happen, and I'm not a big fan. As Gumper has mentioned in the chat, the live chat, despise communication companies. They're not really good for the consumer.
Pretty much.
There's that. Any other comments on that? No?
No, I already gave mine, and it was better than all of yours.
Yeah, you're right. here's something that we didn't put on the topic list, but I just remembered, so I'm going to get it anyway. Google apparently has... Did anyone read this about the Galaxy Nexus, the Verizon Galaxy Nexus? They're dropping that from their developer page. I guess they got all sorts of butthurt or something like that. That's a really horrible intro.
I read about it because someone had posted it on Facebook, and it somewhat concerned me because I now own one.
It means that you have the top of the line phone, and you just got basically dropped from the automatic update to...
No. After some clarification, Google came back and they explained what was going on. The reason they dropped it from the developers page, the quote-unquote developers page, is because due to the way that the CDMA radio works, they have to redo some of the code for it. And because of that, it means they can't send out the same versions of the updates that they give to the other Nexus devices. It's not that they're not going to get the instant updates. It just has to have a different, a slightly different version of the update.
So it is going to take longer.
That remains to be seen whether or not it takes longer or what.
Yeah,
it could, and I honestly don't know because there hasn't. Actually, no. You know what? I think there has been an update because I've seen a 4.3 update on the internet, but I haven't seen it on my phone. I'm still running 4.0.2.
Yeah. Well, depending on what it's updating. I mean, it depends on what the update is, how easy it would be just to copy and paste the software in it. Another thing that I was that reminded me is that some of the ROMs that they put out, I know they have a lot of issues with, like the emergency 911 frequencies in the U.S. or the emergency function on the phones. A lot of them they'll build it and that'll just be kind of like it doesn't really work, but you know we're working on it. And I think it was, I can't remember the name of it, whatever community it was, just completely dropped official support for it until the developer added the, you know, the emergency function from the lock screen. Random thought of the day.
A lot of the custom ROMs use the standard, you know, the skin free version, and they build off of that. And even a lot of those end up with, you know, they say, hey, here's all of this. And then I had to rebuild the radio. I saw that a lot on my Droid X, as they would take the standard Google release, and then they'd have to rebuild the code for the radio because of the CDMA radio versus the GSM, which is what they've coded everything for.
Well, we got that cleared up. I knew that there was an issue that wasn't as big as people were making it seem, but. I follow a lot of
people freaking out for no reason. I mean, it's somewhat understandable because we're not going to get the update on day one like everybody else does. But the whole reason I bought this phone, I'm not a developer. The whole reason I bought it was because I wanted a skinless version of Android. And as long as that's what I've got, I'll be happy.
Cool. Good to hear. You'll finally be happy. All right. So let's go ahead and move on. I guess Google has decided that it's going to start stealing people from Apple. They pulled the senior director of product integrity from Apple.
Does that mean Google's going to have their own Gestapo now?
I don't know, but apparently he's been hired for a quote-unquote top-secret project, according to VentureBeat. It's top-secret.
Ooh la la, top-secret.
I guess that's weird. The Department of Justice is also investigating Google and Apple for allegedly working on a no poach agreement. Well, I guess they didn't want to piss off Steve Jobs, but now that the guy with the cojones is gone, they're just gonna run all over him. I guess this guy was Simon Prakash. Horrible names. I worked at Apple for 8 years and was most recently senior director of product integrity, which means he was QC, product quality sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And considering how important product quality is to Apple, that's pretty, probably pays a lot. And then Google has not said what they're going to hire him for. Just kind of interesting that this has been the first sniping, quote-unquote,
by Google of Apple. Not really a whole lot of interesting stuff there. I guess it was more interesting in the headline than story.
Well, some people just have a knack for headlines.
Yeah, I was like, ooh, good headline. I read the first paragraph, and then I put it on the topic list. All right, so let's move on. What happens when you're really old and your jaw gets infected and they have to remove it? You know, it used to be you were one of those, you know, the goofy-looking Popeye guys, and or girls in this case. Now they're just going to use their fancy 3D printer to print a replacement jaw and just, you know, shove it in that gaping hole.
That's actually pretty badass.
Oh, it's awesome. Decided to dumb it down for everyone.
I mean, I love the idea of using a 3D printer for something that's actually useful.
Yeah.
And not just, hey, look at this cool thing I made with my 3D printer.
Yeah, it was 3D printed titanium and bioceramic.
Wow.
Replica. And I believe, I didn't get the same article that I'd seen earlier. The pictures of the rendering of it, it doesn't look like a normal jaw. Like, the structure is severely different. But obviously the outline looks the same. So it's not like they gave this poor woman a Jay Leno chin or something.
I'm really kind of impressed with that. It's very close to the same weight of an actual jaw.
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be super heavy, especially if she's old. She's not
really... Yeah, but it's like it's only like 30 grams heavier.
I think what he's saying is it's impressive that we can do this and have it not be ridiculously overweight.
Yeah.
Because,
I mean look at a lot of stuff that...
Yeah, your jaw isn't going to weigh that much. Especially
like the old days, like prosthetics would be like super heavy.
Yeah. And especially for an old woman.
Yeah, they're made of wood. Anyway, I just found a picture, I guess, of probably a second jaw that they printed. It's in the live chat. That is pretty damn cool looking. It's even got speed holes.
Speed holes.
Superfly. That is pretty sweet, though.
Yeah. Anyway. I thought that was cool. How old is she? 83? 83. Awesome. New lease on life.
I'm surprised you made it through the whole story without using the word octogenarian.
You know I can't pronounce big words, especially after...
I can't not talk about old people and not say octogenarian.
Well, now we've said it.
Twice.
Yeah, you can throw it in later, too, if you want. Alright. So, what are you going to do if you want a job working for Marriott? Well, I guess the most logical thing would be to... go fill out an application, you know, go visit, maybe talk to a manager... Or you could do what Attila Nemeth did. He decided to hack into the company's computer system and then extort the company into hiring him.
He should have just hacked in and then himself on the payroll and just showed up for work.
Well, yeah. Oh,
if he was better. Smart, he would have done.
Oh, yeah. Or you don't say, hire me. You just say, pay me. You know, pay me to keep this information. Don't make me come to work. To get the paycheck. This guy's not very smart. He's gotten 30 months in prison for his shenanigans. I guess he really wanted to work at Marriott. What a stupid thing to do.
Maybe he liked to travel and wanted to get discounts on his hotel rooms.
All you have to do is bribe the guy at the desk. Most of them don't make a lot of money. If you check in after rush hours, you're good.
He obviously wasn't the brightest.
Well, he was trying... I mean, at least he wasn't completely stupid. He wanted to work for the IT department there. So he wasn't trying to get a job as a waiter in, like, a Marriott restaurant.
Okay.
But he's still completely stupid for the entire idea.
It's a hell of an application, though, don't you think?
Yeah.
Well, it depends how successful he was. I mean, and what exactly he got. But it doesn't really say. It says that he called and said, I have information on you, and then Marriott passed that on to the government. The government put undercover operation in place and whatever. Got busted.
And on to the next one.
Here we go. He stole Marriott's confidential and proprietary information. So, I don't know if that was customer database or something like that. Yeah, let's move on to the next one. What? You can say something, Vito?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay. Alright, so if you're getting harassed by one of these copyright hounds that, you know, basically says, hey, we're going to sue you unless you pay us $3,000. Well, you can either say, hey, I didn't download your stuff, and they take you to court, and then, or they probably don't take you to court. Or, you know, you pay the $3,000 because no one wants to say they were caught downloading porn illegally. Or you could do what this person did and said, you can't copyright porn.
What?
Yeah, she says you cannot copyright porn.
What?
Yeah, you can.
Well, I'm not agreeing with her. I don't care either way.
I don't really care, but if you create something new, you have the copyright to it.
Well, yeah, anyway. Apparently the woman says she was incorrectly accused of sharing copyrighted material on BitTorrent. So she filed a harassment lawsuit against the copyright troll. And she also said that the lawsuit says, go away, and I'm not guilty of this. Stop harassing me. And also says that porn cannot be copyrighted.
Well, this lady is a dumbass.
Well, apparently it's getting, I guess the way it's worded says, is film sex promote scientific progress or is it useful art, which is, I think the art side is the reason it was allowed to exist in the first place. It has to be somewhat.
I thought it was just pornography. You look at it, you fap, and you're done, well, you go home. Yeah. Or to sleep, whatever it is you do.
And read the whole. This is one of the reasons I wondered if DJ Underboot was coming, because she could probably read this and see how close it is. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 8 of the United States Constitution, known as the Copyright Clause, empowers the United States Congress to, quote-unquote, promote the science and useful arts by securing for limited times to authors and inventors the exclusive rights to their respective writings and discoveries. But that's basically saying for a short period of time. So after a period of time, you would not be able to have a copyright on science and useful arts, which is what they're... She's trying to claim porn is.
I think this lady's a dumbass.
I don't know. I think it'd be hilarious if the whole thing got overturned and porn can no longer be copyrighted.
I'd suppose, but that won't happen. The porn industry is too strong.
Yeah, especially in their right arm.
Yeah.
Hey-o.
Hey-o. All right, so I that one was just absolutely wacky. Whatever. Anyway, let's go ahead and hit this last one up before we go to WTF. I don't know if anyone remembers our little thing on Louis C.K. when he did his, he released his, the whole show for $5, DRM free. You get the video, you can stream it two or three times from his site. He went on Reddit, did an AMA, which is an Ask Me Anything session. It basically
a really good AMA.
Yeah, it's basically a Q&A with the audience, but the audience is gigantic, and they ask anything. Like, they'll ask anything. That's what the whole point is.
Literally anything.
Yeah.
Would you rather have, like, a gorilla-sized giraffe or...
No, it's a horse-sized duck or duck-sized horses. Anyway, he spent a lot of time writing, and you could, they were exactly his style. You could tell he wrote them. And the guy is sincere. It was really well done. So, you know, he's kind of like, and he's been an idol on Reddit for a while.
And, I really think helped the sales of his
video. Oh, of course it did. If people were like, oh, I can drop $5 on this because it proves the business model works, which is the whole idea. That's the whole reason it got big is because of that. Anyway, so he went on. He did a kick-ass time. I read through almost everything on there. It was hilarious. Everything he responded to was hilarious. Then Woody Harrelson last week, I guess somebody told him that it'd be a good idea to use his name or have him or use his name to do an AMA on Reddit. Which, you know, he's pretty popular there as well, or was.
And it's not the first celebrity to do an AMA.
No, in fact, Ali Larter did one the day before, and it was really well done. It was awesome. But apparently he answered, like, what, 3 questions, one of, and
it, no, the whole... he answered quite a few questions, but every one of them ended up being about the new movie that he's trying to promote or the director that he was working with. Every single one of them. He mentioned Rampart or, fuck, I can't even remember the guy's name now.
Yeah.
It would, and it'd be clearly obvious through it that either he has no way to talk about himself or someone else is doing it for him.
Well, okay, if you actually read through it, a lot of the little blurbs or the little comments on it, there are a lot of little anecdotes about meeting him and like they saw him in a bar, he hung out there for a while. Apparently he's a really cool guy in person. I think he was kind of given this assignment, or someone was given this assignment with his name on it, to, hey, go do this and make it about the movie.
Yeah, well, he only questioned for like 15 minutes, which is fine. Like, they've done some with like the Colbert AMA, or I think Grant Imahara did one, where they just picked like 10 questions, like the top 10, and then had them do like a little video thing. And that works great. Because AMA is a long time.
Well, especially by the time they get real big.
If you set them up like that, it still works.
Yeah. It was just a complete bomb. I noticed earlier today that the, is it 10,000 comments, but only 50 upvotes?
Yeah,
50 total.
I am Woody Harrelson, whatever his username was. Like, his comment karma was just absolutely ridiculous. Like, I'd say 8 out of his 10 replies had at least negative 200 karma.
Yeah. It's not like he's been on there forever, but.
No, and I really think he didn't know what he was getting into, and it was some, like, up and coming marketing interns, like, this will be good. Reddit's big. They'll like the movie.
Yeah.
And they didn't understand how it worked. Like most marketing people don't.
Yeah. Well, some people do, some people don't. Obviously, Louis C.K., he's a self-promoter. He knows what he's doing. But he's also genuine enough to spend his own time doing it. And as of right now, the AMA has 0 points. There are actually more downvotes than upvotes on it.
Yeah, surprise. Yeah. I was really excited when I saw that that he had posted it in the morning, because the initial post said, hey, I've got to go do some work. I'll be back at around 3 or 4 Eastern to answer questions. And I was like, oh, awesome. Right around the time I'm getting off work, this will be great. Then, as happens a lot, I completely forgot about it. And then I came back to Reddit after I'd gotten off work. I ate dinner, sat down at my computer, and saw the aftermath.
Yeah.
And it was just horrendous.
Well, he said, I'm answering questions for about 15 minutes. It says, bring on the questions on Rampart. So it's...
No one wants to talk about a movie they haven't seen and don't give 2 shits about.
I didn't even know it was a movie until I saw this.
Yeah.
Neither did anyone else. Which is why none of the questions were about it. That, well, one reason is because no one knew what the fuck Rampart was, so nobody gave a shit, like Ray.
Yeah.
And number 2, that's not why you do an AMA. Reddit is notorious for shitting all over self-promotion.
Yeah.
You try and self-promote on Reddit, and they're going to shit down your throat. So... this was just doomed from the beginning.
Yeah.
I mean, he could have done like Louis C.K. And even if it was, like Ray said earlier, if it was just 10, 15 minutes, just take the ones with the most comments, and answer those, then it could have been amazing, and it would have generated so much buzz for his movie that people would have gone and seen it.
Yeah, or him, at least, yeah.
Well, yeah. Now, he has effectively shot himself right in the
and
knee. Not
if
even
you,
in the foot, in
okay.
the fucking knee.
If you look at the actual self-post on the site, nice, it links to a tweet by Rampart Movie, the Twitter account for it, and it basically says, here's a picture of Woody Harrelson next to a computer, but there's somebody sitting in front of the computer, which is taking the picture, and Woody's off on a couch somewhere. So it doesn't look like he was, you know, I think they probably called him in and said, hey, just let me take this picture with you, and then we'll leave. And you can go. It doesn't look like it.
Yeah, because, I mean, Ed, some of the questions were questions that I probably wouldn't have answered if I was Woody Harrelson. But it's the beauty of an AMA. You don't have to answer the questions.
Yeah, you can say, I don't feel comfortable answering that. But...
which he did, but then the guy answered it was like, let's just talk about Rampart. And I was like, fuck you.
Yeah. It's like, what's the most fun project you've ever worked on? Or which has been the most rewarding, most difficult, most fun? And then his answer to that was, can I say Rampart? Like,
yeah.
I don't know, you've helped.
You were in Women Can't Jump, and that was a fantastic movie. Talk about that.
Natural Born Killers.
Fantastic.
Who doesn't
movie?
Like
Zombieland.
Fantastic
yeah.
movie.
He even could have said Zombieland.
I mean, that was
fantastic
a fun
movie.
What about Cheers? I mean, of all the shit, and he could have just pulled something out of his ass that wasn't Rampart and made an attempt.
And then mentioned it again, like 20 minutes later, mentioned Rampart about 20 minutes later would have been cool, but you know that is not his favorite role ever. Anyway, let's go ahead and drop the hate on him, his former PR guy. Anyway, I just thought it was funny how quickly the internet can gang up on you and just throw hissy fits.
It can backfire real fast.
Yeah, and that wasn't well thought through. Obviously, the person who set that up was not a regular user of Reddit. It was someone who had heard of Reddit and heard it was good at promoting things, spent probably about 2 days kind of looking around and trying to figure it out, and then was like, all right, let's do this.
Probably went to SpaceX.
Or a executive was like, hey, we need to do something on Reddit for this. Do one of those interview things. And then some intern was handed the thing was like, I'll figure this out. And so,
yeah.
Either way, bad decisions. But, guess what time it is?
Is it time for that news that's just so what the fuck?
But the noise cast makes I have the weirdest boner right now.
Good.
What? Alright, here. Let's move on before this gets awkward. What the hell is this first link? Who put that in there?
I don't know. It's what Ben wanted us to talk about.
Well, is this... I don't know what this is.
Oh, fuck, it's the wrong link.
You're an idiot. That would make sense. Okay, let's move on to the second link. Well, Ray... it's like Andrew Jackson nearly escapes assassination. This is on the History Channel, dude. It's not that exciting. Okay. So... you know, everyone's got bucket list things they want to do before they die. I personally want to go skydiving. Apparently, a man from Butte, I guess it's Colorado, wherever the hell, decided to lead police in a dangerous high-speed chase because he always wanted to. I think there are stupider things to do.
That,
and not many.
You know?
I honestly, it does look like a lot of fun.
It really does. It's depending, well, provided you have the vehicle to handle it. You don't want to go out there in something with a shitty suspension so that, you know, changing lanes at high speeds causes you to...
No, I'd steal a trophy truck. You know, like the Baja 1000 trucks.
Yes.
And it got 800 horsepower, reserve fuel tanks, and 18 inches of suspension flex. Like, tell me where you're going to follow me in that thing.
That is an amazing idea, sir.
Yeah, trust me. I like I said, this it seems like a lot of fun, and I've given it some thought. It's either that or you just steal a Humvee and then just kind of smash into things. But you can't do that in the city. You kind of got to start in the city and then leave quickly. That way you can actually...
The problem with a high-speed chase in a Humvee is it'll be like a white Bronco chase.
No, but you trust me, a Humvee can take a lot more bashing than a Bronco can.
Oh, it can, yes. So as long as you know, take the chase off-road...
Well, that's the point.
But it wouldn't really be much of a chase then. Then you're just driving off-road.
Or you could always steal a tank. Or an LCAC.
Yes. Or
no, that wouldn't work because you'd like nick a fire hydrant and then tear a hole in the skirt and then you'd be done.
Just steal the Paladin from work, huh?
No, I'm not. No.
Huh?
We'll talk about it later.
Huh? Oh God! You know what's gonna happen? A fucking thing's gonna go missing and I'm gonna get blamed.
Awesome. Anyway, So the guy said he wasn't drunk, he didn't have any drugs on him, didn't find anything in his vehicle. He just allegedly told officers that he'd always wanted to see what it would be like to be in a police chase. It's the first time, the sheriff said, it's the first time I've ever heard anything like that.
So I was watching Ronin last week, and I thought, man, this would be a lot of fun.
Yes, okay,
we need to move on before I decide to take the 300 out for a drive.
All right. Did you fix your link? Thank you, Ray. Okay, it's not opening. Good job on that one. There we go. You're an idiot, Ray. Is Ray here?
I don't think so.
Oops.
You posted the same link that I'm just about to read. Anyway, an Australian bus company, the owner sold his business, and then the guy who sold the business, previous owner, gave his employees $15 million, which is $16 million American. Wow, really? Their money's worth more than ours now?
Yep.
Oh God. Anyway, gave split between the employees $15 million, share of the proceeds from the sale, as a thank you for their loyalty. So I guess there's about 1,800 people that split it up, averaged more than $8,000, and up to $30,000. So that's pretty cool. I mean, granted, the guy sold it for $400 million, so he definitely had some chump change to toss around at this, but not really WTF news. It's just kind of, that's cool news. Didn't fit in our regular segment. Apparently, they're not getting fired either. They're all keeping their jobs. So they essentially just got a giant bonus for working for this guy. Anyway.
Okay.
I'm gonna try Ray's link again.
Yeah. I gave up on Bitly.
Yeah, good job. The title of this article is "Do You Cannibal Killer Take Your Vampire Murderess as Your Awful Dreaded Wife?" The
what?
Second line is "Evil Pair Get Engaged in a Secure Psychiatric Unit." I was unaware that people were designated as evil by the state, but okay.
Yeah, thank man. I don't know. I had to track it down. It didn't give me a link.
Yeah. Well, and you didn't give me a link. A killer cannibal and a Satan-worshipping vampire were branded the world's most evil couple yesterday after they got engaged from within the same secure psychiatric unit.
They are a very classy-looking couple, I have to say.
Yeah, she's got, it looks like tattooed eyebrows that are there are two lines. They go up and then angle about 150 degrees and angles down again. Very cartoony. I think kissing's probably an issue with all the piercings going on there.
Yeah, something might locked up.
And neither one of them looks like they're... Oh, yeah, let me toss this link in the chat for our... It's kind of like tossing a bone to the pups. There you go. Well, the picture on this kind of... You say, okay, these people are locked up and they just got engaged. Interesting. The cannibal slit the throat of a mother and sawed off her head and ate the flesh. Cannibal. And that's the guy, the one with the skull tattoo on his face. And then the vampire stabbed a man to death and drank his blood.
Insane!
Oh, and also, I guess, the cannibal eventually killed and ate his girlfriend. Previous girlfriend.
Oh, God.
Was that good or bad moan?
I cannot believe what humanity is turning into. I'm going to have to go to Random Acts of Pizza to restore my faith in people.
Okay, let me read this next line. Apparently, the dude called the Sun newspaper news outlet yesterday and demanded money for his story. So I guess they just did it for the Benjamins. Or the Loonies or whatever they do.
Well, they are both in the loon bin, and rightfully so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely rightfully so. Said, I love Michelle. I have never met anyone like her, and I want to live a non-criminal life. So I don't know if he just wants cannibalism to be legal, or if he actually wants to live a non-cannibalistic life. Doesn't really say.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Don't know if I want to know. Because I would always be like, dude, you ate somebody. That's fucking weird.
Yeah, well, she fucking dabbed somebody to death and ate his... Or drank his blood.
Yeah.
So, six of one, half a dozen of another.
Well, apparently...
They should not be allowed to create.
One of them was thirsty, the other was hungry.
Yeah. Apparently, when the son told him that they wouldn't pay for his story, he's like, oh, well, I'm going to hang up. And they hung up on him instead. And they're really proud of that fact. So good job. You're next on the list, guys.
There you go.
Yeah, that was weird. And yeah, thanks Ben for that. And our last one. This we do not endorse what is on this website. We just think it is quite possibly the best worst site we've ever seen. If you're listening to this later, you need to check out the show notes. They'll be on the Noisecast under the tab show notes. It's an anti It's a political campaign for where, Vito? Michigan?
The 2nd District of Michigan.
Yeah, 2nd Senate District of Michigan. It's amazingly well done. Correct me if I'm wrong, anyone in the chat. It looks like HTML5. If you scroll down, it's, you know, things move while you scroll. It's really well put together. The infographic method of it is really nice. I kind of like it. It's not the best in the world, but it's not bad.
It's a pretty well-done website for a political website.
Right. And then if you actually watch the video, they have a very nice young woman who has to fake a bad Korean accent, which she fakes poorly.
It's Chinese that she's trying to fake.
Well, whatever. Poorly fakes a poor accent.
Because she's clearly a native English speaker.
Yeah.
Very obviously a native English speaker. Even her broken Chinese is better English than most English Native American English speaking people.
Anyway, so it's... this is ridiculous.
I can't believe that this is acceptable. Like, the content. The website's fantastic.
Well, he's already been...
But it's so blatantly racist. Why would you vote for this guy?
He has already been brought up on racial sensitivity charges or whatever. There have already been a lot of people raising a stink about this, and rightly so. Because I don't know where in America that this would be okay. And this is way over the boundaries of what I was talking about before about my feelings are hurt. This is just fucked up. I mean, I'm not even Asian and I know this is fucked up.
Yeah, especially, I mean, politics. How are you especially in a place where there are obviously, you know, people of this, whatever, I guess Chinese, they have the dragon at the bottom. That's Chinese. How are you supposed to represent people from that district or, you know, from that background when you have this monstrosity as your advertisement? They also have a lot of slightly twisted facts. Like, since Obamacare and the stimulus...
statistics say whatever you want.
Well, yeah, since Obamacare and the stimulus passed, the unemployment rate in the U.S. has increased. I mean, yes. If there are more churches in a town, the crime rate is higher. Because more churches mean more people, and more people mean more crime rate. But if you leave those two center parts out, you'll think the church causes crime. So...
Exactly.
Anyway. So, I hate to give this guy page views, but whatever. Maybe he'll think he's going to win. It'll be false hope.
It's a great-looking website.
Yeah, I'm actually
That's
really...
That's the most upsetting part, is it's such a well-programmed website. It looks amazing. And if more websites put this amount of love and attention into...
Infographics. Design. This is the perfect infographic minus the content. I mean, you could just... Anyway, make sure you watch the video on it. It's...
if you ignore the content, it's an amazing website.
Yeah. If you can't read Chinese, you're good. No. I wonder what it says. Does anyone in the chat speak Chinese and can understand what the top bar says? It's not highlightable, so I can't... Anyway, well, I guess we'll see. Anyway, I guess that's it for the topics this week, huh? Anyone got anything else?
No, I covered everything.
Alrighty then. Well, I want to thank you for joining us for episode 61 of The Noisecast. Don't forget to check us out on Twitter, Facebook, and Google+, where you can catch updates, articles we post. We'll let you know when this podcast hits, or the next podcast hits, or when we're doing it live, we make sure to post in all three places. That way you can come join us and chit-chat with us and laugh at us, and I can make fun of you. Also, don't forget to visit thenoisecast.com. We have our cool little forums, which are slowly stagnating, but it's cool. The site's been kind of slow. We're all ridiculously busy in the new year.
I was having a conversation with someone in there today.
Oh, were you?
I was.
I didn't actually...
I replied to someone.
So there was one comment on it today?
Yeah, and then I replied. I check it all the time.
Yeah, I do too, but I didn't actually check it that thoroughly today. Anyway, like I said, thanks for joining us, Ray. You completely threw me off. I was on a roll. I guess I'll say goodbye to everyone. That's Ray.
Fuck yeah!
And Vito, if he hasn't gone joyriding yet.
Good night, ladies!
Yeah, you can tell he's quite the pimp. this is Kevlar, and this has been episode 61 of the Noisecast. Thanks for joining us. Dick butts.